Welcome to 5.0, Fivefold and Beyond with Matt
and Amy.
In the 5.0 podcast, we're going to peel back the layers of the Ephesians 4 model, revealing a thriving church, ministry, or organization. This will help leaders to identify, work together, and implement or raise up the believers who want to move in their calling. Watch those who are in your care, and they become alive with a fresh passion as the anointings on their life are revealed, encouraged, and released.
We also offer seminars, conferences, and strategic advising to pastors and leaders. We'll sit down with you and help you to learn how to have a fivefold influence to church or organization. Also, how to identify and integrate people with fivefold giftings into your teams and into your organization. So connect with us at ihimtv.com. That's ihimtv.com.
So get ready to engage as these podcasts will open an understanding, remove confusion of the fivefold, and open your eyes and heart to what you and those around you carry.
In this episode, we're going to be looking at teaching culture.
If this is the first time that you're joining the podcast, we welcome you, 5.0, Fivefold and Beyond. And as we're just moving into the teacher, I want you to know that we've already been talking about pastoral and evangelistic. Just go back in our previous podcasts and you can catch up quite quickly. And so today or this session, we're going to look at the teaching culture, what you're going to find within this place.
You're going to really be able to we're going to dig into the benefits of having teachers, of having a culture that encourages learning, and how that enhances an organization, a church, even your life personally, when you are open to teachers and the teaching realm. So that's what we want to look at today. We also want to encourage you to have a greater appreciation for teachers, for the gifts and the callings that come in that realm, and how it imparts into our lives.
Yeah, because it's very important. And you, listening to this podcast, you might be able to identify some traits and characteristics of gifts that's in your life and be able to grow them, become more excellent in them. And that's the whole purpose. Later in these podcasts, we want to bring the whole fivefold, how they work together in the body of Christ. But right now, we've been breaking them up. And so we're looking at the teacher. And this is where we are. So today's scripture that we're going to take this out of is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28.
It says, and God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, various kinds of tongues. So what I want to focus on here, obviously, is the word teachers, but not just that there are teachers, but that God appoints teachers. This is a valid ministry. Sometimes we can look at like apostle and prophet and think, oh, you know, we can see how that's, you know, calls from heaven. But well, a teacher is just a teacher. But no, a teacher is just as divinely called and appointed by God than any apostle or prophet or pastor or evangelist.
So this should be one of your favorite subjects because you're apostolic teacher. Those
it
are your
is.
Dominant callings.
So. I can certainly relate in this realm.
Yeah. So what we've been doing is I've been painting a picture seems to work really great. I want you to picture an ancient city, big gates, kind of in the desert a little bit, just to kind of create a picture and a mood, and you're walking up to this ancient city. This city, we're going to call it the teaching city. And in that city, when you walk through the gates, you know, you're going to see things that are familiar and things that are unfamiliar. You're going to hear sounds, see sights, smells. All your senses are going to engage when you walk into this city. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Well, in this city of teaching, that's what we're going to be looking at in the next three or four podcast is what this city is made up of. Obviously, I am talking about the body of Christ, talking about local congregations, I'm talking about your own life, whatever, micro, macro, whatever. It's the same thing that we're going to be talking about, same principle. So what we want to talk about is the culture that you're going to find in this type of city in the realm of teaching. You're going to find all kinds of elements, all kinds of traits, all kinds of flowings and anointings. And so we're going to break into that right now.
when you have a good culture of teaching created, a good culture of learning mm-hmm. is also present, where you have good teachers, you should have good learners. And so there's often a sound word that comes among the people. We see things like discipleship as being prominent. And I just want to take a moment and talk about the importance of discipleship. It's amazing how many pastors, leaders that we talk to. Well, let me start here. I think probably 99.9% of ministers, leaders, pastors will tell you that discipleship is important. They will say, yes, it's needed in the body. It's part of the call. When Jesus said, go make disciples, he's not just talking about getting them saved. He's talking about turning them into disciples or learners, ones who learn and grow. But although 99.9% of leaders might say this is important, a much lower percentage of churches and groups actually have effective discipleship programs in effect. Mm-hmm. Part of that is because this teacher realm is not fully developed or operational to the way that it could be. And, you know, I know that's difficult. It's hard, pastors, leaders, to say, well, we don't have people who can teach. We don't have people there. And I just want to put this out there. I'm going to put in a little plug. I have developed a discipleship program starting with new believers. It starts with why you even need to be saved and what does it even mean to be saved and where do you go from here? How do you build a relationship with God? It's not a doctrinal teaching as far as like denominational doctrines. It is a teaching that is founded on the Word of God and how to build a relationship with God, not religion. And so it's a powerful course called Life Trek Discovery. It comes in three parts and it takes them from, like I said, from how, what do I do now? What have I just done? To how do I find my purpose in life? What am I supposed to be doing now that I'm a Christian? So it's a really good resource. And I want you to go to our website and check that out.
We got some good promotions going on right now with that. So
exactly. And you may not have teachers who can teach this stuff right now or mentors who can disciple, but this has videos. All you need is someone who can put the video up on
facilitate
the computer
it.
Or the TV and facilitate it, mm-hmm. ask some questions.
Yeah.
So it's very user-friendly and a tool that I just want to get in the hands of pastors and leaders so that people can be discipled.
Great for mentoring. If you're mentoring someone one-on-one, she just has the books available too. If you want that and you don't want the video, you want to use the books, they're all there. Go to ihimtv.com. That's ihimtv.com. You go to the product page, you'll see it. It's a great tool. We want to get into as many churches, pastors. If you are a network leader, get a hold of us. We have a special code to give you, to give to your leaders and pastors and churches to put on top of that discount again, to get it to you, because we want to get it out to the body of Christ. That's why you created it, right? So
yes, and maybe you're a new believer or you've been serving God for a while, but you really haven't
connection.
Had the opportunity to be discipled. Maybe it's not being offered in your church, or maybe you haven't found a church yet that you want to connect to, but you really want to know more about what it is to be a Christian and what God wants for your life. Then you can go on and you can go through this yourself.
And we have a lot of mature believers say, oh, that makes sense. That's why. And see the whole connection in that. So thank you, Amy, for sharing that. There's a great spirit revelation that's released in a teaching city, the teaching culture. You go into some particular churches and you'll find that their executive leaders or pastors, they are very strong in teaching. Say, we're not talking about the position. Just a pastor. What do you mean? What does that even mean? But anyway, some are teachers in a pastor position. They're in that place of influence. And you go into that church, very strong teaching, even in the style and the depth of word. And often you'll find when the Holy Spirit will come, bring the spirit of revelation. It just works, flows. People are getting it. Light bulbs are going on. And it's because the more that you walk with the Spirit and feed the Spirit, feed into the Spirit of the Lord just keeps compounding on that. And so that's why you go into some places and it's kind of hard to break through a little bit. And other times it's just like right there because it's already been, it's one of those smells and fragrances when you walk into a particular building in that city, right? Of the teacher teaching culture, sorry, that we're talking about.
I love this next one because it's when you have good teaching culture in your organization, you have a group of people who aren't there just to have, you know, be cheer-led throughout their week. They're not there just to be happy. They're not there just to, you know, oh, you know, make me comfortable, make me feel good about myself. They're there because they want to be holy. So you've got a people who desire to be holy, not just happy. What does that look like? It's the people who desire to really do the right thing, to walk in righteousness, to follow out the teaching that they're learning. And, you know, when that happens, the great thing is that this teaching brings life. It brings blessing. It does lead them down a road of joy.
Right.
And they find that more than just the, you know, pat on the back. You can do it. You can make it through this week. You got this. And I'm not saying we don't need encouragement once in a while, but teaching takes it to the next level.
Let me just step on a toe for a second, because you go into some places and they have a midweek Bible study. And, you know, usually it is a small portion of the church that you'd have on Sunday. That's pretty well the norm. But when you go in there, it's sometimes it's just for the sake of having a service, Bible study.
Tradition, really.
At a tradition. And there's not that spirit of revelation. There's not the transformation that's happening out of it. And so, what am I saying? When you come into a teaching culture, they want to be there. They will sacrifice, move schedules, prioritize their life to be there, because they're learning not just for it to come in, but to transform, and it's coming out. So we can be just listeners, but not doers. And what we're talking about in a teaching culture, it releases the capacity for people to be able to hear, receive impartation, and also to deliver, to get it out of their life. And so one good sign of that, and I love it, you know, things have been changing even in our Apostolic Center on Sunday mornings. You see more and more, we use slides, a nice, classy, excellent slide presentation when we're preaching, however the Spirit moves, but it's there. You see people taking notes all the time, or they're taking pictures with their cell phones of a particular screen. So you're going to see a teachable people. And one way to see that is you're going to be taking notes. When you write something, you're hearing it, seeing it, you're going to retain it more. People that just listen, I'm telling you right now, if I asked 6 weeks ago, what did we minister on? I don't know. Well, we did this series. I know, but it was good. But can you tell me anything about it? No, not really. And the reason is, it's because we haven't been trained to operate as the receivers in a teaching culture. So you have, you know, it's not just being a teacher if you got nobody that's listening, right?
Right. So, you know, what we're saying really is a teachable, a teaching culture, an effective teaching culture creates teachable people.
Teachable people. And the teacher has to be teachable. If they're unteachable, if they're a know-it-all, they're a horrible teacher.
Yeah, we're going to get there when we get to some pitfalls.
Oh, I know.
I know you're
I just get excited,
there.
But it's true, though.
And for those of you who may not be as old as Dr. Matt, you can get out your cell phone, and there's a note feature in your cell phone. You don't have to have a notebook, but
I like
that's actually how I
paper.
Prefer to take notes. So if you know, in these type of churches, you'll see people with their cell phones out, but it's not hopefully because they're on, you know, social media or taking texts and phone calls. Hopefully it's because they are taking notes, checking things out, looking up the scriptures.
Let's move on. So yeah. What's another,
Another thing that
we would see walking down the street.
Yeah, having that teaching culture creates a good a culture of family building, because it builds and disciples not only individuals, but that in turn then builds families. Mm-hmm. And you have that positive connection and family building. You have an arena of acceptance where people are accepting one another because there's understanding. Where there's teaching, there's understanding, which leads to acceptance.
Right. And so it's not just words that we find here. It's not just orators speaking or lecturers, you know, doing their thing. It's not just the words. It's not just information, but it's people who's living out these heart truths, that what they've been taught. And so we're going to talk about that sometime in the future, about impartation, not information. But you're going to see this kind of this synergy and almost an electrical component in a high degree teaching place where there's this boom, pa, chi, chi, boom. Bible schools aren't the only places that should be happening, or, you know, but it's true that you get in there and the Spirit of the Lord comes into that class. We've been in them before. And the Spirit of the Lord just takes a truth and begins to unlock and set you, people free or heal them all of a sudden. You know, things are happening through that vein of teaching. So what are some other things that we're looking at here? What's a purpose, maybe?
Some purposes also, and what we're looking at here is that the teaching realm, if I may use the word realm, or the city that we're in here, has an added bonus of being able to really focus, like meet focused areas. So your group, your organization, your church, or you as an individual grow more effectively. In other words, you're not just always eating at the church buffet.
Right, the church buffet. Okay, you're very specific in your diet.
This realm has an opportunity to specifically focus on certain topics, what God is speaking to the church at the time, mm-hmm. the things that he's trying to build.
Right.
And, you know, the pastor up there preaching, or the person who's preaching, kind of hits things, you know, you hit the mountaintops on Sundays, but then the teachers can come in and there can be that depth of filling out those focused areas.
Oh, that's awesome. I know that it also creates an atmosphere for personal growth, which you mentioned, and equipping.
I like that, equipping. How's mm-hmm. that different from growth?
Right, because the equipping is it is a how-to. It gives you the tool and it shows you a how-to, and which leads into a training, right? And then you have to implement. So
right,
the equipping is like, here you go. And then you're looking at it and go, okay, well, how do I use this? So then you move into the training. But the equipping is, we're going to get everything into everybody's hands and just begin to do that. So through that, the result's going to be growth, really. And there's that strong atmosphere. That's what it creates when you have a teaching element there. Remember, you don't have a bunch of know-it-alls. You have the Spirit of truth being released. It's amazing.
Yeah. And really seeking God in this realm as to, you know, what are the needed areas that mm-hmm. need to be focused on? It's not just shooting in the dark. When you have this realm, this
culture,
group of people, this culture operational in your church, in your group, then you can see that. You can see this is where we need to go. You've got a group of people who can talk about this and seek the Holy Spirit for direction.
Like if something's going on in your church or your group, okay, and but you all want to study the Ezekiel's wheels going around, and there's some amazing truths in that. But if you can't fit that into what needs to meet that specific thing that's going on, or even the place where when you start teaching. We're going to get there, but you know, where is this going to take me? Where do we want to arrive as a group? Is this teaching us getting us there? And just saying to love Jesus more is not enough. That's too general. It's too wide scope. You need to be more focused. And a good teaching culture focuses things. I know we keep coming back to it, but that's part of that creating that atmosphere. That's part of that equipping. It's we're not just having a good Bible study, doing all our favorite pet doctrines and go, woohoo, and we leave this place. But we have no sense of practicality with it. And it's not even transforming us. It's just head knowledge. And there's a place for that. But I'm telling you, that head knowledge, our heads get filled with a lot of stuff. So we need it to be transformational. And the teaching thing, when it is highly anointed by the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, you begin to be able to equip the saints. And so some of these sessions need to be very deliberate to equip them for facing something, whether it's a crisis as a whole in our society or whatever. You got to equip them. You got to talk about it. And you got to teach it.
And as you look around this city, you're going to see a lot of variation of how teaching is being accomplished.
Correct.
There mm-hmm. could be, there's a lot of one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I mean, to have mentors. And just the body doing this type of ministry with one another, and those yep. who have these gifts, which we're going to talk about next podcast.
But please join us next podcast.
But you begin to see these things. For at least you see a lot of one-on-one, but you also see a lot of small groups. Mm-hmm. And then you see some larger groups. Sometimes you see more formal learning where you're going to get a certificate at the end. And sometimes it's informal in those beautiful teachable moments that come up in life every day.
Right.
So it's varied in that. It's not locked into one format.
Even in this session or this culture, you're going to have certain specific sessions where teachers are raising up other teachers. or speaking into other teachers or mentoring other teachers. There always has to be a fivefold truth is for if it's a fivefold truth, it is always reproductive.
Well, that's the
it will reproduce every
single time. That's Creator God's mandate for life. He says, be fruitful and multiply whenever he puts something on the earth. So we have to. It's a mandate for us as leaders, as believers, to reproduce ourselves.
And so it encourages and activates gifts of teaching of different degrees that we're going to break down in the DNA session, I think. But it's going to activate that, and people aren't just going to talk about it. They're actually going to be able to do it. So there's always has to be, you have to understand when you move in anything, specifically we're talking about 5.0, because that's our show, the fivefold, is that it has to lead somewhere. It has to produce something, and it has to fit together. It's not just doing it for the sake of doing it. And so teaching is such a great reinforcing of what the Holy Spirit is trying to do in our midst. It reinforces what the throne word from heaven is, and it brings understanding through revelation that people are able to live it out and walk it out. So that's what's so exciting. Teaching, the teacher culture, teaching culture is an amazing part of the 5.0.
And in this culture, this is what's going to start to build in the hearts of people is a hunger. You're going to have hungry people who are hungry for not just religious rhetoric. They don't want to just hear another sermon, right, another teaching. Mm-hmm. They don't want to just read another book. They want something that's going to fill them, that's going to satisfy their hunger, a kingdom truth that's going to transform their lives.
Highly anointed teaching will always leave, and you should always leave in wanting more. They can't wait for the next session. That's how you know you're effective at the top of your gift. And in a teaching culture, that's what you always want to produce, right?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome.
And as we said, like in this teaching culture, there are different formats. We talked about that. But also there is organization and structure. You know, Paul says, let everything be done decently and in order. And even in every culture of the fivefold, as with the teacher.
Correct.
There is jurisdiction. There's
jurisdiction.
You know, there's accountability. There's authority that's released on different
responsibilities.
Levels. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is all there. It's an orderly kingdom. God's kingdom is an orderly kingdom, yet filled with life and spirit.
What I like about it as we're winding this down is the power of role modeling. Teaching is more than just the bow tie, glasses, lecturing somebody. There is a role model element to it. It's a lifestyle coming of godly patterns, and it just begins so you're not just the talker, right? Look at me, Paul said. Don't just listen to me. Look at me. Do as I do. Whoa, talk about put yourself on the on the hot plate for judgment or whatever, right? So, but the teaching, a good teacher in the teaching culture will do that. They won't hide. They will present themselves. So
exactly. So you've got
a lot of stuff going on, not just do as I say.
And that is the beautiful picture of an effective teaching culture. And so we just want to leave you with this, encourage you as a takeaway. Look at the people who are imparting in your life. Make sure you have people mm-hmm. who are imparting in your life. If you don't, start looking for some, and we can talk about who to look for a little bit right. more in a later session. But make sure that you're appreciating those who are imparting into you. And just take a look and notice and honor the ones who are putting themselves on that line saying, follow me as I follow Christ.
And if you're a teacher and you're doing some teaching, don't get discouraged. Maybe your skills just need to be sharpened up a little bit, which we all will do. I work on mine all the time. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I work on it. We all have to work on it. And if you're a teacher, be encouraged. Pray that the Lord will open their ears, spirit of revelation. You know, pray that right out loud, right in front before you even start teaching. Say, I release a spirit of revelation among this place. Lord, they will hear what you're saying and get your heart, Lord. And, you know, whatever that is. And you just open yourself for that. You might have vast knowledge and great training and have studied a lot of stuff, but may it also revitalize you. May it just burn within you, and you really know that that's your grace. So that's for the teachers out there that you'll find in this teaching culture.
Yeah, thank you for joining us and listening. We'd like you to subscribe on whatever platform that you're listening to this on, and feel free to share so that others can hear this message as well.
And remember, check out that Life Trek on ihimtv.com. That's ihimtv.com. www.thebrightlight.com.